been working with a mathematician to measure the emotional state between people, and this is some of what is like to come out. Am I
making noises through this?
Am I? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. Good. The end of light. It's not, is it? This is a serious poem.
It's actually if there's anyone in between the light and the.
Maybe it could be lifted up a little bit more.
Could it be lifted up a bit more? Right, yeah. Let's just rearrange everything.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Okay. Right. Okay, so this is the end of light. All things are past, minus one, till the end of light. My ex-friend, where you, minus one, were, home was, plus eyes shuttered, have left you minus one in exchange for light. And the difference now is that these analogies of groups and sets are still cars, back and forth, in some sense related to intuitive pedestrians, concepts which can be expressed, struck by light in a trap way. Non-mathematically horrified by this fire that makes and maybe gives no sense. Understandable and detached structure, a fire, makes light. Two people, is that what I mean? Amazing what you, minus one, see sat here, black, on the steps of a church. Woman walks by texting, I walked by before, one left, you minus one plus. It's different now, the light's another. Going nowhere, there is no home for you. Holding a model of one, will love the known universe. This is called Absence of the Toot Rose. Coming home in your fast car, this one could be you. I tie the boots of you, minus one, R, one, I, with little desires. But now we have an additional curve of your sleeping structure. Invisible wounds, algebra. We walk past an eviction house. Around it, burned furniture. The group of order two has the elements, plus you, minus one, find a red garter belt, one, and minus one, around your thigh. They are both their own inverse, and if, where I have kissed, many times we multiply, whip with my tongue, any combination of ones and minus ones, we always get one, or your suckled head down, minus one, as a result, and the group is tousled. Whisper to fuck your ear closed, this structure could kneel for two. Again, be an analogy for two people. Kiss your Freundlich. Remove the element, minus one, to finger. This reduces to the group of the order of the digit one. To beg. If you remove the element one, however, whole, to drink your taste, wipe mouth, and drink again, group structure is lost. If you identify minus one, with sleep, back to you. You, then, this group is already reflected in one equals I, and minus one equals you. This is called Ducks. I'm at the edge of the known postcard about you. Are the wild nets, Norgehyde. How do I spell this river skin? Surface of water, we join and come apart cautiously. Leave this dampness in my bed. Open each other's injuries. How funny that we keep it together until speak tears the surface of which you are. Water is a name. Cross the river, crying for fear of the. This, leave this feather, in my stepping stones as you drive to the glacier edge. In the bed are the rain, in the mist, in all the water of the melting. This word, Naugahyde, is the name you give to the pinch of pure skin, skin of water. Let the ice re-knit and the river of it take leave you, where polar bears warm the ferocity of their desire, the cut of their dream opens you in a slice, a cry. The river comes north, where you hide in mine. Okay, and the sequence it also draws in poets, and they are kind of used as navigation points. Hey, Aaron Sarayan, what you been feeling glum about? And is it any better now? Does it help to know I've torn my new silk panties and I've had to tie them up with strawberry blonde ribbons? What happened to you, Arab Sarayan? What happened to the people who write with their fingers and my fingers too? I use them in my mouth in your sweet fountain. Just say, Aram Sarayan. The name is meaningless. Vocal sounds. Soft little panting R's. Body percussion. What happened to Biro, to Rambo, Amiri Baraka, and Leroy Jones? Ask Ed Sanders. Where's Diane Wachowski? What happened to Jackson Maclow in his Hummingbird Light? And Anselm Hollow. Hannah Vina, who saw letters in the air, the fine dark procession, the question. Where's Larry Eigner, Bob G, Robert Lax? Well. Here's something to ponder as you drift off into glorious, sudden snoozing, you dear sweet possum. Creeley, Ferlinghetti, breathing slower and slower until it becomes unrecognizable, identifying only a field of black crosses on white. Here's a roll call. Where is the sense of entering another world? Havoc, like sunshine through a skylight. The last one I will read is the thing that I did for Hamilton Finlay, and so this was on a wall in Edinburgh, and again it's part of this this navigation system. Mercury hymn. Ian Hamilton Finlay is dead. Golden wanded brother, ask me not, it will all be good. All things will be better tomorrow. Sleep now, and on two love doves rejoicing in their wind outspeeding wings. Kisses cool you down in 10 fathom water. You will be okay in Hamilton Finlay, it's just a down, down day. Doesn't mean you'll continue to feel this. I'm wishing on that star towards the fields of Asphodel, whispering like someone's dying. Ian Hamilton Finlay, maybe, son of May. That's a kiss. Try not to worry. Hope you are okay, my love. Things, I'm sure, will work out best. Sleep tight and blow out your candles. Hey, Ian Hamilton Finlay. Hope you are okay, that I didn't traumatize you too much. Another good sheet. See you Friday. Kisses bind your tender body in a chain. Unreadable, incredible, sad sadness. His hands scorched and blistered by the flames of the funeral. Sad whole sound, like so much waiting and trying to say, the world is strange at the minute. It will all get good and better. The ocean become a plaything. I'm just trying to be honest and say, I have a problem. Ian Hamilton Finlay is dead, and I'm still addicted to the world. Sleep for me now. Sleep still, though dreams and hues of poetry cannot blunt grief. Ian Hamilton Finlay, please, think of May and all that's good. Farewell, delightful boy. You are a strong person, an amazing person, and I promise you will be okay. Think of May, Ian Hamilton Finlay, and all the untitled tribes of humanity. Think of May. May is proudly here.
to Phil and to our last reader of the evening, Lisa Saunders. Welcome back.
Thank you. I spent a lovely afternoon with Scott and we were talking about this and that, and I'm reading this poem because he asked me to. It's called Fire Skin with the Cell Phone Execution On. It's a dramatic polylogue. You whose rates are finer than dynamite, you whose rants are closer than my heart, you who dropped 5,000 tons of destructive material from your head, and you I cannot reach. I cannot try, I cry, I fearly, wanton calibration of no earth, no riot shore strung round your arms, no lights up stock tick lyric blaster, you soft and weakened state. The lines around your balance show I have you now. Your soft negated strife worn on the earth is calm. It folds and wriggles. It has given me the yes, and I am holding it with all. The yes and I havoc at the strands. Yes, I habiting the whole relentless particle. You said the wind has sang for who? The strands done softly. She's so awful, touching under smiles. Earth has given navigant to fine, pushed out whole calendar sweat, and shrewd the bidding struck with innumerable arms. Soft tense hold biotic grace and you me, so words with touch and are so let to be the hands you gently whirled and have its own, and this the uppermost, the pensive fair, that blanch gone linger, longer hands see, say, they listen, hear, that they cannot want for power, that they cannot reap and proffer to you power, that they are tense and mobile in your arms, back sense of time, sheets winding around your eyes. The arms have you, the rope has you, over your head, your neck, and soft, wrinkled against the obfuscate surroundings and what comes next. And they are calling, the sounds accumulate, and you are not sure exactly when. You can cut your heart in instruments, you can put up all the resistance you want, but finally it comes to the broken habits of culture, stringing up your badass hard-won fate. The eyes are torn out, the eyes, the knees are giving way, the knees, the soft water of the womb is giving way. The home is crushed, the eyes can't see in front of them, they are too bad, and anguish, anguish, cannot stand the requirements, cannot stand the broken habits, they cannot calibrate what is coming over you. Attenuate, pretend, I'm broken eye to find my broken-sighted, heart-gone, known, exhausted word. Useful to me, nothing. That is fair, the world is the flattened obscenitor of its own derided core, and backward flap the libertines, make hard this ifness, flat out as it rocks. It is the house with panels, the lovely blue puckered out behind you, the birds and the stupid glass round eyes of the dead book licking the center of your hand and her soft, imagined sweater. What name? Did you erase as well the dark scene with an instrument now open and ready to collapse? The news has come by honestly. I'm tired. I want broken back voices to your eyes. I want a muse sent on my skin, man. Approaching, they have reached weight with hands tied round your head, so soft with arms against anticipate. The whole tender scene is one we're saving to the hard drive. You know, the obsolescent lily child set you kept yourself to take out cold. The particle board you bought, the buffs for gleaning, non-instructed any way you want. The backward slash parts on the rope, your soft cloth throat between so you don't know. They are snareware holding you. They are hard-tipped barnacles in your drowning comprehension. The quartermost option of your skin-tired eyes, try heat-baked arms, fold forward, implements, flat, evidential, stream, obtuse, most willingly, so tired of breach, of archery's pitch, scream, brought back cloud absence in my ears. They smile, disingenuous, the man. I have held your arms with my head, made you not mine with a vengeance. You are a stream particle, a dugout dirt bank strewn. Recollect, you are lulling your head impassable. Lavish dread has me in no tentacles, out ink in every mine. Please don't knock on my door. She is arms gone legible, tiny things to tie my mouth around. And I'm going to end with three sonnets from Throw, my new oyster catcher. Chapbook, those sonnets, well, they're in the zone of sonnets, sonnets manqué, excessive sonnets. Radical empiricist blues. Oh, baby, you aren't here, so you can't be alive. My high five of laundering attachment, car driving to the Ayala ball. You remember you and me and soldiers. Now it's women upon the globe, her farm, her waters, her city. They aren't here, so they can't be alive. Palpable as screens across the citizen decor. It isn't the clothes, my dear, not even in France, where they mistook the spring that is here, so it must be true. The hands mapped with freakish assertions of warmth, concretely felt and heavy on the envelopes I glue and send to a terribly nice version of you. I'm going to laugh. Thank you for laughing. Vigil. This is an aural sonnet, not an oral sonnet, an aural sonnet. It's still like baby content, fired word. He stood up, bordering the gull, one patient, giving the sky. Oh, I'm nervous, nervous, my head is starving. No, like how sharp, oh yeah, how much they pay, watch for the very catch. Their own interpreting, oh, because you can get hooked so bright, I tell you, everything, my sign is stopped to see them all. And he's like, 10 sunshine with the brooms, and I'm a troop, like, no, like, coins melted in her hair, because it is transmission. 1, 2, 3, natch a call now, eh? This one is in 4 numbered parts. It's called This Bus Kneels on Request. It's my last poem. 1. A man spends his life in an airship, following the sun, sweating in romance duds. The narrative was the artery, a pair of lips, a pair of eyes. You kissed yourself through me, I wasn't there. 2. They show their bellies here, small wastrels to the sea, a full of feeling compliment. She leaned and showed the part of her ideas he didn't understand. 3. How do people wave their hands and make the tiny laughs? I know a woman gives up consonants, she vowels, she owl cry provides. Ideas he gave me, macaroon, afternoon, see you soon. 4. I have heard that story before. She lifts her leg and it's a social occasion. O's and ahs drive away in her own Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you.